Hello, Godina students. This is Mr. Morgan, and I'm going to start reading from page number 48. Mago and Alita were in the habit of standing by the gate early afternoon to wait for El Cartero, the mail carrier, who came by on his bicycle. If he had mail for you, he would ring his little bell, a soft tinkling sound that could be the most beautiful sound in the world if only the mail were for you. Instead, the sound of the bell was like a little needle that pricked my heart because he never rang the bell for us. Always tinkling was for Alita or the neighbors. One day, we watched him riding clumsily down the dirt road because he wasn't as good a rider as the baker. A box was tied to the rack on the back of his bike, and as he neared the house, the tinkling of the bell began. My heart was already breaking because I knew the sound wasn't for me. Alita pushed us out of the way and smiled at El Cartero, her arms already stretched out to receive the box. Christmas was in 2 days. Even though in Mexico, children don't get presents at Christmas, but rather on January 6th, the day of the three wise men, Alita said her mother had sent her a Christmas present because that's what they do in El Otro Lado, and her mother knew all about American culture. But the box wasn't for Alita. El Cartero handed it to Mago and then was off to the next house, like a fairy tinkling away as he disappeared into the distance. "He made a mistake, that stupid man," Alita said, as she tried to yank the box from Mago. "There's no mistake," Mago said. "Carlos and I held on to the box, too, in case Alita tried to snatch it away." When she saw Mago's name on it, Alita stomped away and went into the house, calling out for Abuela Avila. We opened the box to see what was inside. Presents from her parents. Poppy and Mommy had sent Mago and me two identical dresses. The top was white, and the bottom was the color of purple jacaranda flowers. The color was trimmed with lace and adorned with a beautiful silk orchid. We also got shiny patent leather shoes. Carlos got a pair of jeans and a shirt. We rushed to my grandfather's room to put on our pretty clothes, but our parents hadn't realized that while they'd been gone, we had grown as if someone in El Otro Lado time, as if somehow in El Otro Lado time stood still, and over there I hadn't yet turned 6, Mago 10, and Carlos almost 9. The shoes were a size too small, and so were the dresses. The sleeves of Carlos' shirt were 2 inches above his wrists. The skirt of my dress didn't even graze my knees. "What do we do now?" Carlos asked, unbuttoning his new shirt. "Maybe they should have sent us some toys." Mago hit him on the head. "Ouch! What'd you do that for?" Carlos asked, massaging his head. Mago sat down on the bed and sighed. "I don't know," she said. She looked down at the dirt floor, and I wondered what she was thinking. I glanced at the shoes, and part of me was desperate to wear them. They were new. They had been sent to us by our parents. They were from the U.S. But then I thought about my parents. The fact that they didn't even know what size shoe I wore made me want to throw the shoes into the trash. We looked at each other. At that moment, we all realized that the distance between us and our parents was tearing us apart. Mago stood up and said, "Come on, Nina, let's wash our feet." So we washed off the dirt caked onto our feet, and we put on the beautiful shiny shoes. "Curl your toes inward," Mago said. I curled my toes, and that way the shoes didn't hurt as much. Mago, Carlos, and I held hands, and we started spinning around in a circle, turning and turning, blending into a blur of purple, pink, white, and blue. Then, without letting go, we ran out of the house, out into the street, laughing and crying at the same time. As we ran past Don Bartolo's store, then cut across the vacant lot, then headed to the church past the tortilla mill, And then, past our old house, everyone stared at our beautiful new clothes. And not once did anyone say, "Poor little orphans." Our neighbors admired our pretty clothes and shoes from afar, not knowing that by the time we got home, our feet would be covered with blisters.